Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, a.k.a. A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our foolish thought for today is, don't let the letdown get you down. In late January, I was unable to listen to the 1,000th live episode of the Old Man's Podcast, which can be found on Podbean due to work. Therefore, I joined the 101st live episode. And when I joined, I was asked to be part of the panel. I was surprised and honored to be asked to be on and promptly joined in. Tom, aka the old man, asked me a question and it went something like this. Joe, thanks for joining and listening. I know that you do a lot of stuff, podcast, geared towards business and that kind of stuff. I want to ask you a question. You know, I'm kind of melancholy today after the big 1,000 episode yesterday. And is it normal for people after successes for people to flatline or dip down in your opinion? And my answer immediately was, yes. Think about it. Tom was talking about is that feeling you get after you've achieved that goal or had a huge success. There had been a great deal of hype and buildup getting there, that 1,000th show for Tom, and then boom, you have achieved it and it's done. Now what? Well, as I told Tom, you can rest on your laurels for a few days. Nothing wrong with that. But during that time, you need to be thinking of your next goal or target. What will be the next thing you achieve? And it should be a bit of a stretch, but achievable. Hopefully, you have even been thinking about it even before you achieved the current goal or target. For Tom, his lovely and patient wife suggested 1,500 episodes, which he has taken on. And that is a great target. It is achievable and doable, and he will be able to get there by the end of 2025 or early 2026. So, it is normal to feel a bit down, if you want to call it that, after meeting your goal or target. But don't let it get you down. Select a new target slash goal and go for it. You will feel much better about yourself. And if you're looking for a live morning podcast that is kind of like a bunch of people sitting around a table drinking coffee and bantering about on a variety of topics, then let me recommend the Old Man's Podcast, which broadcasts at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's on Podbean, by the way. You never know what will be discussed, but topics can range from coffee brands to understanding electromagnetic fields to daytime soap operas to electric vehicles, and all in the same episode. And by the way, there's no foul language used. It's family friendly. And if you're a podcaster, check out his Friday show, which he likes to give podcasters an opportunity to plug their show, especially if they've just started it. So hopefully I've given you something to think about. And if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, or subscribe. And heck, go ahead and share it with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.